You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. And it is a Friday, so what do we say? We're TGIF, of course, on a Friday. And to tell you what, though, be a little bit cautious today. Why, you might well, it is October the 13th, Friday the 13th. And the sun is shining, the blinds are down. So it's a lovely day out there again. And Paul over there in London was telling me it's a rainy London. Well, we need your rain, and I'm sure you'd like our sunshine. Right, let's take a look. Welcome, by the way, to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, going to be sitting here entertaining you for the next 3 hours. Charles Frederick Worth, if you're in the world of fashion, that might ring a bell for you. Charles Frederick Worth, he was born on this day, going back to the year 1825. He was an English fashion designer who founded the House of Worth, one of the foremost fashion houses of the 19th and early 20th centuries. He is considered by many fashion historians to be the father of haute couture and is also credited with revolutionizing the business of fashion.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Him here, they seek him there, his clothes are loud, but never squelch. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion, and when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fashion trends, for she's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes she is,
oh yes she is,
oh yes she is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon and his raked up, she feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes she is,
oh yes she is,
oh yes she is,
oh yes she is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes, but he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Then seek him here, seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavician army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. Pleasure-seeking individual always looks the best, but he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the club he is a
pickle as can be,
cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion.
Well, I thought that I'd drop that one in. Considering our birthday guest this morning, yes, Mr. Charles Frederick Worth, born on this day, 1825. And there we go, that was a dedicated follow of fashion. It was a 1966 song. It was from the Kinks, and it lampoons the contemporary British fashion scene and mod culture in general. That is going back to those times. It was originally released as a single, but it has been included now on many of the band's later albums as well. Dedicated follower of fashion. That's me. Believe that, you believe in me. T-shirt and jeans, that's my fashion. And that hasn't changed since 1966 either.
Well, sometimes
That is absolutely brilliant. We started off those two, though, with Amy Winehouse together with Mark Ronson on that one. And that was Valerie, the revisited version of that. Following on there, Spirit in the Sky. That was a song by American singer-songwriter Norman Greenbaum. And originally written and recorded by Greenbaum and released in late 1969. And that was off the album the same name. The single became a gold record in the United States. That sold 2 million copies between 69 and 70. And it got to number 3 on the US Billboard Hot 100, and it lasted, 15 weeks to the top 100. Billboard ranked the record as the number 22 song of 1970. And it also climbed to number 1 on the UK, Australian and Canadian charts in 1970. Rolling Stone ranked Spirit in the Sky number 333 on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. You might have also come across cover versions. Doctor and the Medics did one. Gareth Gates also have made the number one spot as well. Right, a quick good mornings to Renee over there in Athens, and also to Paul over there in London. He sent me some sad news. We're going to have a few records this morning from the Isley Brothers. The founder of the Isley Brothers died, apparently, so we'll take a look at that in a little while. So thanks for that, Paul, and also Renee. She's got links, as usual, good stories to tell over there, so we'll come back to those a little bit later. And, well, I tell you what, looking at the time, it's around about time that, we got you in the shower, all spruced up and ready to go. That's it. In you get. Now, be careful with that soap, all right? It might be armed and dangerous. And that's exactly what first choice we got for you in the shower this morning. Armed and extremely dangerous.
I'm
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Armed and extremely dangerous they were as well. That's first choice for you. Girl group from the US. And that's it. Out you get. And, well, on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. All smelling nice now, aren't you? Yes, I can tell. Armed and Extremely Dangerous, 1973. Yes, great disco song. And, say, first choice girl band from the US of A. And it's off of the album with of the same name, Armed and Extremely Dangerous. Their highest charting single in the United States and is arguably, well, the band's probably most well-known song. The song became a top 20 hit in the United Kingdom and it reached the top 40 in the United States. So there we go. That's it. Yes, I remember bopping away to that one. I can just about remember when I used to be able to bop, actually. Right, I tell you what, keeping in the same frame of mind, we've got two in a row for you. Both coming from Cool and the Gang, but featuring other artists as well. This first one, Stepping Out, featuring Beverly Knight. Two in a row, Cool and the Gang. Together with Beverly Knight there, Stepping Out. Now, I'll tell you what, if you fancy stepping out tomorrow, there's a great event going on. It's called the Ancon Charity Fest. And this is all taking place up there. If you know where the Albrook Inn is, over there in Albrook, the Abu Saad Shriners building is right next to that. And that's where you'll find the Ancon Charity Fest going on from 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Great music, food and drinks. Nightwalkers, Nima, Hacienda Libre, Ray Benz, Los Caneros de Blues, Cruz Robles, and OG Music Radio. So that is tomorrow, Saturday, 14th of October. Kicks off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and goes on and on. Donation is just $15 for all this fun. And this is up there again. Remember, Abu Saad Shriners, the building up there. That's where it's all taking place tomorrow afternoon, starting at 3 p.m. Myself and a good lady are going to be there. We're going to be having a good time. So make sure you put it in your diary. Ladies' Night.
It's Ladies' Night.
Featuring Atomic Kitten.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th Annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación, PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @EmpowomanLatam.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
Con la construcción de la línea 3 del metro, día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
Tell you, I remember it well, you know. Well, no, not the song. Being young, being foolish, and being happy. Yes, I do seem to remember that.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
No.
trip back to the 1960s with that one, Love Is All Around. It was a song recorded there by the English rock band The Troggs, and it was released as a single in October of 1967. It was a top 10 hit in both the UK and in the United States. And The Troggs from a place called Andover in Hampshire. They were formed back in May of 1964. Right, let's say our good morning to Mary Lou. She's joined us this morning. Great to have you with us, Mary Lou. TGIF. Don't forget, it is Friday. In around about, half an hour, about 40 minutes' time, we'll be checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Pump Facts for Friday. And also in the same hour, we'll check in with Yasmin for What, Where and When. The reason for that is because she's got to go off to an event at 9. Let's get back to Renee. Good morning. Now, this is our everyday story of Greek folk. Good morning and happy Friday, the 13th. Okay, well, we'll see. We had a little bit of a shake this morning. 6:33 a.m., sitting on the couch, drinking my coffee and doing my Greek lessons. Always busy doing something. Shake, shake, shake. Oh, there's a song, isn't it? Shake, shake, shake. Never mind. A 4.3 earthquake. The epicenter was less than an hour's drive south from where we are. At first I thought it was the garbage truck, as they tend to collect the trash early morning. But then I quickly realised it wasn't a truck. I called out to Rick, who was upstairs working, and said, "Was it an earthquake?" Indeed it was. Thankfully it was quick and mild, like beer. The annular solar eclipse will be on Saturday. Yes, indeed. You won't see it in Greece, but we will see it here. We're putting out more information on that in a little bit. You won't see it there in Greece. And will you guys be able to see it? Yes, we will. And you said have a great weekend. You've got a piece of music you asked me to play for you, which I'll do that in a little bit. But first of all, well, it just had to be this one.
Yeah.
Yes, feel the earth move under my feet. I feel it, of course, a song written by Carole King and originally recorded by her way back. But that is Marquita for you. Now, the other song you asked us to play wasn't about earthquakes, but it was about an eclipse. Total Eclipse of the Heart from Bonnie Tyler.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Tyler and Total Eclipse of the Heart. I think we just about covered everything this morning, Renee, didn't you? And coming up in the next hour, when we look at what, where and when, in fact, Yasmin has got info on the event going on that's going to be for the eclipse being put on tomorrow. So we'll have more on that a little bit later on. This is Lindsay Buckingham on The Breakfast Show.
Took your love away from me when I only wanted more.
we're going. Yes, it's called Red Sun. That's Lindsay Buckingham. What a lovely voice she has, eh? Well, I tell you what, going from a red sun, how about going to a red Panama moon?
I never saw a red moon before, but there it is just off the shore, rising from the deep blue sea to shine its light on you and me. A red moon is a special kind. It's been said that it can help you find the love you've been searching for. I've never seen a red moon before. Palm trees swaying on the beach, that big red moon just out of reach. Could she be the one tonight? Red moon, keep on shining bright. Red moon, red Panama moon, keep shining your beam. Help me find my dream, red Panama moon. Is that red moon affecting you? Do you feel the way I do? Underneath this bright moonlight, won't you be my love tonight? Red moon, red Panama moon, keep shining your beam. You've answered my dream, red Panama moon.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación, PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @empowomanlatam.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
Las vigas de rodaje colocadas en el viaducto de la línea 3 comienzan a tomar forma y se aprecian en los sectores de San Bernardino, Vista Alegre y Burunga.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023BritishBallTickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@BritishBallPanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
I am the little red rooster, too late to crow for day. The little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. Keep everything in the farm upset in every way. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Watch how strange can be. Little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster,
station. Black roof country, no gold payments, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark.
Started off those two with the Rolling Stones there and Little Red Rooster. This one, well, what a band that was. Cream, and that is White Room, and that was, it was written or composed by their bassist, Jack Bruce, and lyrics by the poet Pete Brown. And it was recorded for the studio half of the 1968 double album, Wheels on Fire. And by the way, Cream, if you want to know why it was such a great group, well, as you just heard, we had Jack Bruce, he was the bass guitarist. Eric Clapton was there, of course, and drummer Ginger Baker. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? Right, I think it is about time on this morning's show that we, well, our freaky fun facts for Friday, don't you think so?
Good morning, Panama! Good morning, Jerry! Hey, Jazz, how you doing? Guess what it is today? Not only is it freaky, not only is it Friday, it's Freaky Friday the 13th. Oh my goodness, are you ready? Yeah, here we go. Friday the 13th. Ah, it's very unclear why it's feared. Very little is known about the origins of the day and its notoriety. Some historians believe that the superstition surrounding it arose from the late 19th century. The first documented mention of the day can be found in a biography of an Italian composer, Giacchino Rossini, who died on Friday the 13th. A 1907 book, Friday the 13th, by an American businessman, Thomas Lawson, may have further perpetuated the superstition. Others believe that the myth has biblical origins. Jesus was crucified on a Friday, and there were 13 guests at the Last Supper before his crucifixion. The good thing is Friday. Yeah. The 7 days of the week. The other accounts suggest that the day has been associated with misfortune since 1307, when on Friday the 13th, the French king gave orders to arrest hundreds of Knights of Templars in France. Here's some history. Yeah, history behind Friday the 13th, yet the fear is very real. So, that one scientific name isn't enough. The fear of Friday the 13th is also called Friga Trica Casca de Pelocayofia, or Parathkisrica de Hobahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabahabah from Frigg, the Norse goddess of wisdom, after whom Friday is named, and the Greek words trikaiskeida, meaning 13, and phobia, meaning fear. Paraskika dika kakra aiaphobia is also derived from a Greek word. Paraskei translates as Friday, and dekerida is another way of saying 13. And it's very common. Experts say that phobia affects millions of people and estimates that businesses, especially airlines, suffer from severe losses on Friday the 13th. The Friday the 13th fear of the number is even more widespread. Triskaida phobia. So much so that high-rise buildings, hotels, and hospitals skip the 13th floor. And many airports don't have gates numbered 13. In many parts of the world, people 13 having people at a dinner party is considered bad luck and bad taste. Friday the 13th can come in threes. Oh, this is even better. A bit of bad news for all of those of you who suffer from, oh God, fricka tricka kela kapayopia. All years will have at least one Friday the 13th. The good news is that there cannot be more than three Friday the 13th in any calendar year. The longest one can go without seeing Friday the 13th is 4 months. Well, when's the next Friday the 13th? Today. Well, blame Sunday for a month to have a Friday the 13th. The month must begin on a Sunday. Don't believe me? Check it out. Every day that, every month that the calendar starts on a Sunday, the calendar day number one is on a Sunday, you'll have a Friday the 13th. And as you well know, on 2023, there are two Friday the 13ths. One today, and then there was one way back in January. Two in the year. Friday the 13th patterns repeat in the calendar. There is a calendrical method to madness of Friday the 13th. So, whenever a common year begins on Thursdays, the month of February, March, and November, we'll have a Friday 13th. This will happen 11 times in the year of the 21st century. The March-February pattern repeats itself in a 28-year cycle. In the 21st century, the period began in 2009. In 2015, 6 years later, Friday the 13th occurred in February, March, and November. This won't happen again for 11 more years until 2026, if we're still here. And we'll have to wait until, again, 11 years until 2037 to see February, March, and November trilogy. Creepy. The 12 months of the year. Let's go back and talk about that. This pattern will repeat itself after 2023. Even the leap years, Friday the 13th can occur in a leap year as well. If January 1st of a leap year falls on a Sunday, the month of January, April, July will each have a Friday 13th. In the 20th century, this happened in 1928, 1956, 1984. And in the 21st century, this will happen four times, 2012, 2040, 2068, and 2096. Notice something interesting? Yeah. It's a 28-year cycle again. I don't do math. Never mind. Fittingly, Alfred Hitchcock was born on Friday the 13th. The Master of Suspense was born on August 13th, 1899. So Friday, August 13th, 1999 would have been his 100th birthday. He made his directorial debut in 1922 with a movie called Number 13. Unfortunately, the film was doomed from the start and never got off the ground due to financial trouble. So, one of those things. Other celebrities well known for their being born on Friday the 13th includes Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, novelist and playwright, Samuel Beckett, and former president of Cuba, Fidel Castro. Well, Number 9. It's an unlucky day only for some. Friday the 13th is not universally seen as a day of misery. For example, in Italy, Friday the 17th, and not Friday the 13th, is considered to be the day that brings bad luck. In fact, the number 13 is thought to be a lucky number. In many Spanish-speaking countries and Greek. In Greece, for example, hey, ask Renee, Tuesday the 13th is seen as a day of misfortune. And research suggests that it may not be unlucky after all. There is very little evidence to show that Friday the 13th is indeed an unlucky day. Many studies have shown that Friday the 13th has little or no effect on events like accidents, hospital visits, natural disasters, and Jerry getting the hiccups on air. The intrepid day, the inspired day of one of the highest grossing series of films, the commercially successful Friday the 13th Enterprises, includes, 12 horror movies, a television series, several books that focus on the curses and the superstitions. Even though the film, the television series, consistently receive negative reviews from critics, and Jamie Lee Curtis has done very well, they have a considerable following. The mask worn by the character in the movies, Jason Voorhees, it's one of the most famous images in the pop culture. You remember who that face, that mask was? It's a Captain Kirk mask, painted white and the eyes cut out bigger. Yeah, creepy, right? Number 12. In a country to raise safety and accidents awareness since 1955, Finland has dedicated one Friday the 13th in a year to observe National Accident Day. The day aims to raise awareness about safety on the roads, at home, and at the workplace. And of course, number 13. An asteroid will safely fly by the Earth in 2029. On a Friday the 13th, Friday, April the 13th, 2029, to be exact, when 999-42 Alphas was discovered in 2004, it was thought to have a small chance of colliding with Earth. But you can rest easy. Since then, scientists have revised their findings, which show there is absolutely no risk impacting the Earth or the Moon. Well, hot diggity dog. Well, those are your Freaky Friday the 13th fun facts. Wishing you all a wonderful Friday the 13th. Be safe. And back to you in the studio.
Yes, indeed. Big thanks to Ingrid there. And for our Freaky Fun Facts, Friday the 13th. It is Friday the 13th. If you've not got out of bed yet, well, you might want to stay there for the rest of the day. If you have got out of bed, well, you might want to go back. Right, let's say a very good morning to Felipe. We've got a lot to get in this hour because Yasmin's got to go off to an event. Apparently we've got quite a bit of entertainment going on, so we'll be taking a look at that. But first of all, good morning to Felipe. He dropped this little line this morning, and he said, good morning, Jerry. Blessings for everybody. Lots of positive energy and good vibes. Yep, we need as much as we can get. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you. So for ending this week with good wishes, could you please play De Colores Vivos by Zaz?
Tous ces bruits de couloir qui disent noir ou blanc, alors c'est le nom ou la peau qui déciderait du rang. Je ne peux plus respirer sous le poids de ces bêtises, même sans m'aimer, quoi qu'ils disent, quoi qu'ils disent. Tous ces genoux si lourds que certains mettent à terre, leur seul crime à ce jour, être né de leur mère. Je ne peux plus respirer sous le poids de ces bêtises, même sans m'aimer, quoi qu'ils disent. Moi je veux. J'en viens, je l'avoue, à envier les oiseaux, de n'être que témoin de nos actes inhumains, et de pouvoir voler, voler vers d'autres lendemains. Je pense à vous souvent, vous les décevants, qui divisent le tout. Je pense à vous souvent, qui piétinez le nous, je suis déçue,
vraiment. Alors je prie le vent qu'il vous ramène à nous. Alors je prie le vent pour que ça change tout. Moi je veux vivre, rire libre. Ah da 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 da. Je suis une femme de couleur libre et ça veut dire ça. Moi je veux vivre, rire libre. Ah da 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 da. Je suis une femme de couleur vive et ça veut dire tout ça. C'est vrai de monter au créneau, alors je chante un peu. Chacun fait de son mieux. Moi je veux vivre, rire libre. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Je suis une femme de couleur vive et ça veut dire tout ça. Moi je veux vivre, rire libre. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Je suis une femme de couleur vive et ça veut dire tout ça.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That one came from Roy Romero and Los Pirates del Amor. Sounds like me, really, doesn't it? Right, that's brought us to 22 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and I know that we have got quite a bit to get through. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
It is a happy Friday, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The sun's shining again.
Oh, yes.
It's annoying.
A lot, yeah.
Well, it's because the blinds are down, but also because we desperately need rain.
Yes.
I mean, come on, we're in the middle of October.
Mm-hmm.
We should be soaking wet.
Yeah, that's true.
We should be complaining.
But it was raining last night, right?
Was it?
I don't know here, but...
No, I don't
know.
Not that I remember, unless I was asleep.
Okay.
But, no. I'm running out of water. Help! Right. How much have you got this morning, then?
Well, let me tell you. First of all, I'm going today to the inauguration of the solar panels in Tocumen. This is organized by DHL. They want to make yellow green. So the title is Go Green. So we are going to go green today. So that's why I have to leave early.
Okay.
And yesterday I was at the press conference of Empo Woman.
Oh, okay.
That was at Multiplaza.
Uh-huh.
And everybody can go this October 21st to Multiplaza, Plaza del Sol. This event is going to be totally free, and it's going to be very interesting. You can go to their Instagram account, Empo Woman, and see all the calendar of this second edition, and get ready for a day of empowerment.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be very nice. Yesterday was a very nice event, too. Also, at night, I went to the Panama Motor Show.
Oh, okay. How was that?
Thanks to Chrysler, because
They
invited us. And it was very nice, very interesting. I think it's better there at Panama Conventions than at Atlapa.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah. I mean, it's bigger, isn't it? So
And beautiful. It was very nice there.
And how long is that on for?
You mean the...
Exhibition, the car show?
It's until Sunday.
Oh, okay. I wonder if we got a chance to go for that.
Yeah, so everybody can go to Panama Convention Center in Amador, and you can have all the car brands in one place at the motor show. And this year, it's to benefit Abu Sad Friars, which is amazing.
Excellent, yes.
And they were there, everywhere, at the convention center.
Did you say hello?
And not because, you know, I didn't see someone that I knew. I thought I would see somebody, the master, no, yeah, how do you call him?
Aníbal,
who was here.
Yeah, Aníbal George.
I didn't see him, so, but yes, that's very, very good that they are supporting Abu Sad Shrine.
Wonderful.
So everybody can go until this Sunday. Adults is $4, and children's and retirees is $2.
Retirees, you'll get a half-price car as well.
So everybody can buy the tickets at the box office or at Passline is the website.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, because you mentioned Abu Sad Shriners, because another event, the event I've been telling you about, which is tomorrow afternoon, that's at the Abu Sad Center, in actual fact, up there in Albrook. If you put in on Waze the Albrook Inn, or I think if you put in Abu Sad Shriners, it'll show you where it is anyway. So they've got a big event on, it's the Ancon Charity Fest, and it's put on by one of the lodges there. And it's a concert, it's food, and it's drink. They've got Nightwalkers, Nima, Hacienda Libre, Ray Benz, Los Caneros de Blues, Cruz Robles, OG Music Radio. So that is starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And the donation is $15 for a great afternoon and evening. And again, all for the benefit of Abu Sad Shriners, who do some amazing things for the kids. So remember that, tomorrow afternoon, up there at the Abu Sad Center, so you can actually see where they hang out, some pictures of some of the great things they do. And that's from 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Plenty of music, plenty of food, plenty of drinks, and a good time will be had by all. And I will be there with the good lady, Christina.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
But you know what? Before that, everybody can go to the City of Knowledge and see the eclipse.
Oh, okay, yes.
Because there is going to be people from NASA.
Really?
At 11 a.m. This is the Globe Eclipse event. Observation and the annual solar eclipse with experts from NASA's Globe program.
Wow.
So tomorrow at 11, you can see that and then go to this great event to support Abu Sad Shriners.
Oh, wonderful.
And let me tell you also, we got an invitation to the French cinema. The tour.
Oh, right.
The tour.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But you cannot go.
En français.
Oh, yes.
Si.
In a few days, the French film tour begins. In its 21st edition, mm-hmm. get ready to experience the best mm-hmm. French cinema from October 19 to November 1, mm-hmm. only at Cinépolis. The tour has become an annual tradition between the Central American Film Agenda, uh-huh. being the largest traveling film festival with the greatest projection outside of France. Mm-hmm. And this year, it will be a journey into the diversity of contemporary French cinema. Mm-hmm. The programming includes high-profile films, which in some cases had their premiere at the Cannes Festival.
Oh, Cannes Film Festival, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And at world-renowned festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Films projected in French with Spanish subtitles.
Oh,
just to let you know. And soon you'll be able to see all the full calendar at Cinépolis on Instagram or their website.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yes. And let me see what else I have here. Also this weekend. Let me tell you, tomorrow there's a lot of things to do. It's going to be a big fair
mm-hmm.
at Soho Mall.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is going to be on Sunday. Nosotras Bazaar mm-hmm. from 11 to 7 p.m. Of course, it's totally free.
Mm-hmm.
And you can enjoy fashion, you can enjoy music, gastronomy, art, health, and so much more.
And that's on Sunday, Soho Mall?
Exactly, from 11 to 7 p.m.
Oh, great. Good to know that things are going on there, because it's a good mall.
Exactly. Yeah. And, of course, don't forget also on Sunday, Matilda,
mm-hmm.
which is to benefit PROET, Fundación PROET. And you can get more information at Fundación PROET on Instagram. And enjoy this beautiful play, Matilda.
Mm-hmm.
Also on Sunday, Adopta Fest of Grada Radio.
Okay.
It's going to be at Super Extra El Lago
mm-hmm.
at 10 a.m. You can get more information at Cool FM. Mm-hmm. Instagram account. This is going to be at 10 a.m. And you can go and adopt a new pet.
Oh, how nice.
Or a new friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They have dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants a parrot, talk to me.
And also tomorrow at Bio Museo,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have at 3 p.m. It's free and mm-hmm. you can go there and search for birds.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be nice tomorrow.
For at birds.
3 p.m., yes.
If anybody wants to find a parrot.
Not your parrot. It's too noisy.
La, the noisy, yeah.
Yeah. And that's all.
Okay, well, that's enough. I mean, yes. What are we going to do? We'll have to split up.
I know.
That's wonderful, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going off now with your DHL thing. So, they do look... I don't know if you ever see the advert for DHL on the TV. They do on BBC, I see quite a lot, but DHL, in England, they're using electric lorries, electric trucks.
Uh-huh.
And it's a good advert, a girl driving one of these trucks, and they do all the moving of equipment and everything for Coldplay.
Mm.
And it's a sort of ad with the Coldplay song in it as well. So it's, they're doing a lot towards green. And because they got some vehicles recently, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exciting, yes.
So we'll keep it up. They want to give me one to drive around. I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Give us something. It'd be a good job for us, really, wouldn't we? Yes, we could pack this in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lee, you have an absolutely wonderful day.
Thank you, too.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Happy Thanks weekend.
Thank you, yes. And there you go. That's all the things you can be doing, or some of the things you can be doing over the weekend or so. Now, I'm going to do some music. I'm going to do three in a row because we've lost a great artist, Rudolf Isley. And thanks to Paul over there in the UK for sending me the information. Of course, his smooth vocals that grace the Isley Brothers hits, including Summer Breeze and that lady. He's died at the age of 84. Now, he also co-wrote many of the band's biggest songs as well. He died in his sleep, his brother Ernie said, "What I mean, it's terrible for us left behind, but for him, is that a nice way to go? Just pass away in your sleep. There are no words to express my feelings and the love I have for my brother," added Ronald Isley in a statement. "Our family will miss him, but I know he's in a better place." So there we are. Rudolph Isley has passed away, and of course they made some absolutely brilliant music. We're going to start with this one, "Behind a Painted Smile."
Yeah. in a row on The Breakfast Show.
The Isley Brothers. This old heart of mine behind a painted smile and summer breeze. Rudolf Isley, who has passed away at the age of 84. It's really so difficult for me, really, because all these people that I grew up with are all leaving us, passing away. So anyway, rest in peace, Rudolf Isley, and a big thank you. there she goes. Her name is Kathy Kirby, and she was, when I was a kid, she was my little sweetheart, she really was. English singer is best known for that one, her cover version of Doris Day's Secret Love, and for representing the United Kingdom in the 1965 Eurovision Song Contest, where she finished in second place. And her popularity, well, that peaked in the 1960s. She was one of the best-known and most recognised personalities in British show business. And what I always remember about her, even though we had black and white in those days, her lipstick was always looked very wet. And it was really quite, but she was quite something. So Kathy Kirby there, taking us up to the top of the hour. If you missed the news at 8, well, hang on.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Well, if you are keeping time here on The Breakfast Show, it is 17 minutes, almost exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. This is Earth, Wind & Fire, Lips Groove special remix version. And this, well, this is Cool in the Gang again, which we played early this morning, just in case you missed it. I'm not going to play that all over again. I tell you what I will do, though. I've got a great track here. It's another mixed version as well. It's of one of James Brown's songs. Living in America. The R&B dance version. There we go, can't beat a bit of Brown, can you, in the morning? James Brown there, and Living in the America. R&B dance remix. Right, but we're going to slow things down just a little bit. Well, not just a little bit, really. Great song from Dido. It's called White Flag.
I know you think that I shouldn't still knock above my door. I'm in love and always will be.
Beautiful voice, Dido, and White Flag is the name of the track. Well, Yasmin's not here. She's gone off to her event, going over there to Tokumen, the DHL event, all to do with solar panels, you know. Right, so I've taken a little rummage and found a couple of people who have been born on this day, the 13th of October, in the world of music. But we just had a lady, so we're going to have another lady. Her name is Nana Mouskouri, who was born on this day in 1934. Of course, she's a Greek-born singer who has sold over 200 million records worldwide in a career spanning over five decades, making her one of the best-selling music artists of all time. This is called Carry Me On. There we go. That's the lady herself, Nana Mouskouri, and Carry Me On. Right, well, I found another one, too. And it's a good one as well. Paul Simon was born on this day. The year was 1941. And he is an American singer-songwriter, of course, best known as part of the duo Simon and Garfunkel, with musical partner Art Garfunkel. Simon wrote most of the pair's songs, including three that reached number one on the U.S. singles chart, The Sound of Silence, Mrs. Robinson, and, of course, Bridge Over Troubled Water. In 1970, at the height of their popularity, the duo split, and Simon began a successful solo career, recording three highly acclaimed albums over the next 5 years. Well, I just had to play this one. I remember when that album came out, Bridge Over Troubled Water, of course, that's the title track, and I was in Singapore at the time, 1970, and I used to play that. I had an old Ford console, which had a nice big six-cylinder engine in it, and I painted it purple because that was the colour of my go-kart that I used to race. The Purple People Eater, there's a song for that as well, but I used to play that cassette over and over and over again. Bridge Over Troubled Water, what an amazing album that was. Right, talking of amazing things like bands, for instance, Moody Blues. Moody Blues become one of my favourite of all time, actual fact. This is called Blue World. Moody Blues and Blue World. I tell you what, another birthday today, 1943. If you're into Formula One, what's a name that might jog your memories a bit? Peter. Peter Sauber, born on this day, 1943. Swiss-born, retired team principal and owner of various motorsports teams, most visibly the eponymous Sauber Formula One team. Keep you an eye on the time, 19 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. So we got time for about another 18 minutes worth of great music, like this one, White a Shade of Pale from Procol Harum.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Passion from your fingers is an awesome rendering. Passion, a fire. Thank you.
She can belt out a good song, can't she? Beth Hart there, and that was Rub Me For Luck. And she's from Los Angeles over there in California. And she initially rose to fame with the release of her 1999 single, which was L.A. Song, Out of This Town. That was from her second album, Screaming For My Supper. The single was a number one for her in New Zealand, as well as reaching the top five in the U.S. Adult Contemporary chart and top ten on the Billboard adult chart as well. But I love that track. That is called Rub Me For Luck. Right, let's see. I tell you what, talking of great female artists, I mean, one of the best, isn't it, is Adele. And that's going to sort of take us towards the end of this morning's program, Adele. And I don't know how many of you can remember when we were young. Well, that's what she's singing about this morning, Adele.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home, you're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know.
That song, I love the words to that song. And I tell you what, the words of experience here. If you're in your youth, I tell you what, enjoy every single minute of it. You'll be surprised just how fleeting it is. It all catches up with you in the end, you know. But have a great life. So when you get that bit older, you've got some great memories as well. Time on the Breakfast Show. It's time for us to say our goodbyes for this morning. It is Friday, so of course a big thank you to Ingrid for her Freaky Friday fun facts for today. Of course, it was all about the date. It's Friday the 13th. So whatever it is you're going to be doing, please, please do be extra careful, all right? Very important, it is Friday the 13th of October. Anyway, big thanks to Ingrid for that. Big thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. She's gone off early today. She had to go to an event over there in Tokumen, so big thanks to her. Still got our what, where and when in for you today, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. Don't forget that great event as well. Tomorrow afternoon, myself and the good lady are going to be there, the Ancon Charity Fest. That's up there at the Abbey Shrine Building in Albrook, right next to the Albrook Inn. Some great food, great music, and drinks as well. So we're starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon up there if you look up the Albrook Inn on your way, it'll take you straight there. Do enjoy yourselves over the weekend. Big thanks, of course, also to that's our friend Neil, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor, the UK, right now. Stay over there. He hopes to be back with us for the new year for a while, which would be rather nice. So big thanks to Neil. Big thanks to the boys and girls of Group Agrada who keep us up and running in the mornings. And, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on 89.3 Cool FM. Don't forget to stay tuned. It's got True Chat SOSE coming up with Gigi, so do stick around for that. Great programming right through the day. And, well, for you lot, as I said, please be careful. Whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, do it, please, very carefully. What do I want to be doing on Monday morning at 7 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.